Sukkah Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Bez Hashem, we're starting a new Masechta. Shev Siad Deshmaya to be Mavar, to learn up the halachas of Sukkah and Luvan Esrig and the whole Yom Tif Kedasu Kedin. Sukkah Shehi Gevoy Lamala Mi Esrim Amo Psula. It's a famous halacha that a Sukkah, if the Schach is above Esrim Amo, the walls go up to the Schach. So if the Schach is Lamala Mi Esrim Amo, that's what it means, Sukkah. When we talk about Sukkah, we're talking about the Sichuch. Even though the mokoim of the sukkah is created by the mechitza, it's by the walls, and there's a certain amount that that has to do with also hilchus mechitzas bechlal. There are chelukim of hilchus mechitzas that we find in Meseches Erevin, as opposed to mechitzos that we find in Meseches Sukkah, but there definitely is a tzad hashava. The mechitzos are not the sukkah itself. There's no prerequisite on what they should be made out of and what they shouldn't be made out of. The part of the sukkah that has to be made lishmo, and the part of the sukkah that has to be made of something specific, like we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem Ha'amshich, is the sichuch. So when we say the word sukkah, we're referring to the schach. Sukkah, the schach, she gavoy l'mal mi'asimamo, psula v'Reb Yehuda Machshir. The Rav explains the machlokes over here, why posel, according to the Tanna Kamma, and why Reb Yehuda holds kosher. The Rav explains because a sukkah is a diras arai. The Gemara says it's not mufurish in the pasuk, but the Gemara understands that when the Torah says chaka sukkah tassel chashuvas yomim, omra Torah, step out of your diras kva and make a sukkah, make a tassel chashuvas yomim, a house that could stand for 7 days. That's very arai. A house that's taller than esrimamo, you're going to have to make out of something sturdier, stronger. And it's not something that lasts for a week. The makeshift, lean-to, nothing, flimsy walls that could last for a week can't be lamala me'asimama. This is the way Rav explains it. Reb Yehuda Machshir, he quotes the Gemara that sukkas diras kva binon. We don't pask him that way. Now, the Gemara has other options over here on Daf Beis how to explain Takadis Mishnah. The Rav only brings one. The other way, which the Gemara is Deicha, that seems for sure not Kalocha, is an option that when the walls are above 20, the Gemara questions that, but the Gemara has an assumption over here that since the Sukkah, the Gemara brings a Pasuk, it's not Stami Putzchach, but the Sukkah is Megid Mipnei Acham Minatzel. The Lashon of the Pasuk, I think it's safe for Yeshaya. Memela, if it's above Esrim Amo, the Schach is above the usual angle of the sun, and the sun, the brunt of the sun, will come in below. It's really the walls that are protecting. The Schach is not Megin Mipnei Acham Menatzel. It's not Mufurish in the Pasuk in Pashas Emor, but it'll be Mufurish Al Pi the Gilui of the Pasuk of the Novi that says that the sukkah is a lahogim ne'acham menatzel. That's one pshat in the Gemara. Another pshat in the Gemara, which is a little bit more of a question why the Rav didn't bring, is a klolistik machlokes that the chachomim hold that above esrim amo, there's no yidia, lo sholter b'ein. A person can't see in a conscious way when he's on ground level what's going on above esrim amo. And the mitzius, the avoida, the mission of the sukkah is l'man yedu derisechem ki b'sukkah seshafti. There has to be an awareness when a person sitting in a sukkah that he's sitting b'tzel knofecho, he's sitting in the anane hakovoid. Above esimam, it's not there. It's not there, it's not in his vision. So he's on the ground. No, what happens if you put a platform and you're sitting not esimam, it should work. What happens if you build the walls in a way where the sun does come in? The Gemara goes through the possibilities. The only one that doesn't have any difference is only the Gemara says what happens if you build, you're not allowed to build a sukkah that's 5 amas tall with steel walls, thick concrete steel walls that can last a lifetime. Avada you can. So the Gemara goes back and forth between the differences. The Rav brings this one. The other nafkamina, like we just mentioned, of l'man yedu derisechem, that above esem amma is lo sholter b'ein, it seems to be a machlokes derabbanan, and a Yehuda someplace else in the first Mishnah in Erevin. Lechi, or rather a koira, which is l'mal me'esem amo, on the Pesach of a Movui, it's there als heker, that a person should see that this is not an open-ended place to Rosh Hashanah. And over there as well, l'mal me'esem amo yimayet, as I stated, and it's a machlokes, you don't hold it's fine. the machloikas over there as well, lechayre is also because of yediyah. The Gemara says the nafkamina over there. What happens if you put up the kayre and you put it with something eye catching? Lamalame esim, but there's a flashing light there that'll catch the eye even lamalame esim. Should it be good? Back and forth again, the same discussion according to that reason. But normal, the reason over there, the reason over here, alishitasem. Rabbi Yehuda holds lamalame esim is yes shalta bo'eno. Interesting that the Rav over there as well does not bring that reason. And Kirega has a cash on it, so it really comes from Rabbi Yonison over there in Erev and Davbeis. But the Rav is Lashitose. The Rav over there says something else because Lamala Me'esim doesn't have a tsura of a Kairi being a Mechitza to say Pitikri Yared Visoisim, which is a Pella because the Kairi is only a Hecker. It's not Hilchas Mechitza. It has nothing to do with Pitikra. These are in Yonah. We'll see more as this Mesechta unfolds. The Gidre Mechitza Shabbat. But that's just the Tzuris of the Shmaitza of this Aloha, the way it's in the Rav, with being Moisiv from the Tais Yomtirim, Kivayeg, and others. The She'ena Gavoya Asor Tvachim, if a Sukkah is below Asor Tvachim, so then the Pshad is that the reason why it's possible is because the Lashon of the Gemara is Dira Suruchahi. Surucha means it's not a place where a person can live. Lamal Me Asor Tvachim, okay. That the Gemara says a person can live b'shas atchak. V'she'en lo sholosh tfanos, like we said before, the sukkah is the schach, but it does need walls to define it as a mokoy misuchok. The makar of this halacha of that it needs three walls is very interesting. A rishus hayachid l'mashal also has to be surrounded by three walls. Midaraisa, according to Kaman every Rishon, except according to the Rambam, something that's surrounded on three sides is a proper Rishus HaYochid Midaraisa L'chol HaInyonim. Over here the Mishnah says also She'en Bo Shalosh Tvanos, but over here it's not a word in Hilchos Mechitzos. There's a Gantz Gzeres HaKosuv. The Torah says three times Sukkos, Sukkos, Sukkos. Two of them are written without Vovs, the Choser. One Sukkos is written the way we write it with a Vov. That teaches us that two of them are smaller and one is Moleh. And the Gemara says the one is going on the schach, that's the sichuch. So we have three sukkos mole with one sukkas, so to speak. That's a lashon of yochid. So that's one plus two, that's three walls. And then there's halachah l'moshe m'sinai. The halachah l'moshe m'sinai shrinks one wall. One of the three that we learn out from the way we just said from the drasha takes that one wall. It doesn't have to be a full wall. All it has to be is a tefach. Shtayim kil choson, lashon of chazalos. So it's a sukkah that has, it's not clear exactly what the how these three have to be set up. The Gemara has a whole discussion about it. What it means is, let's say you have two walls, like an L shape. You make a third wall coming out like the L, like the long part of the L, the part that's from up to down. You make on the other side, and that's your shlishis betefach. The Gemara says, but you need a wall. A wall is not a mashu. That's not a wall. You need a daifin shlishi. But the halacha Moshe Mesin is that it only has to be a mashu. So how does that work? The Gemara says, what you'll do is, you'll make a space of less than three tvachim. Less than three tvachim is what's called the very important concept that we're going to have in the next week, tvachim, lovud. Lovud means that any space in a mechitza, we had this in Erevin already, that's less than three open is considered closed. There's no functional way to go through a fence that has less than three, even an animal can't fit through. So mela of a breach in a wall of less than three tefachim is considered as a non-breach. It's considered mole. Let's say when you're adding up the length of a wall, is it roiv parat, so oimin meruba, a space between two pieces of wall that's less than three is considered closed. It's completely closed up. That being said, so what you do over here on the third side, parallel to the longer part of the L shape, is you make a space of 2.9, you make a board of a tefach and a mashu, and that's all considered closed, it's considered a space of 4. And 4 is a mechitza, because the minimal amount of mokoim is arba tvachim, which we've learned in Shabbos. So arba tvachim needs a wall space to define it as 4, because the wall of a sukkah also has to be a mechitza. It has to be a mechitza of arba. Again, with the lovud and the board itself, that's considered your space of 4. The rabbi also speaks at a different case. What happens if you have two walls, not L-shaped, parallel to each other? Two eyes next to each other. So now you have to make the east to west, the north to south, you have two walls. You have to make a wall to define the area between the two as confined to that space. So what do? Here you can't put a space of four because the minimal amount of a sukkah is 7 tvachim. In terms of space, we said 10 tall, but it has to be 7 al gabi 7. That's the mokim of an odom where roshe viruboy could fit into the sukkah. That's the minimal amount of a sukkah, 7 by 7, a square of 49. So being that you need a mechitza to define the mokim as being enclosed at least to the width of 7, so what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to take a pasarba, a board of 4, and you're going to put it again with a lovewood of 2.9, and this board is, let's say, 4.1, and you have a grand total of 7. That defines the width of your sukkah as enclosed from one side. It's open on the other side. 3 walls is enough for a sukkah. Like the same way it's enough for a shusay yochid. So the halachas are somewhat different in the fact that you don't need a whole wall, but you really do need a wall to define the area. Like we said, either you're going to have to define the whole east to west of one wall by making a 4 with a 3 for a total of 7, or where you have an L shape, you're doing better because you have one wall along the north to south, one wall along the east to west. You only need that third wall on the other side to sort of confine it. So for that, all you need is a pas arba. You don't really even need a pas arba. You have the lovet of 2.9 with a board of 1 point mashu. So we're already holding in all the cheshbainis of lovewood and so on and so forth over here in this very first Mishnah. V'shechamosam ruba mitzilosa. This is a halacha in the schach. By a wall, theoretically, you could have with lovewoods, you have a lot of sun coming in. The shade does not have to be created by the walls. The shade, like we said before, has to be created by the schach. Kim lechazal, that when the chamosa is meruba mitzilosa, then the area inside is not shaded. Now, there's an important diuk over here, is that the Lashon of the Mishnah is chamosa meruba mitzilosa. What happens if it's exactly 50-50? If it's exactly 50-50, then the Lashon of the Mishnah is meduk that it's kosher. The Gemara has a whole discussion with the Rishon and Ran, Tosis, the Bala Itur, that when the shear of light expands, so when sunlight would be coming in from the top of the sukkah, even if it's a 50-50 in terms of ceiling space, how much of the ceiling is mesuchach, a 50-50, an exact 50-50 on top will create more light on the bottom. That's not called mesuchach. You have a bittel beroiv of the shaded area to the sunny area, to the exposed area. So memela, unless you have a certain angle, you're going to need to drop more. If you measure on the floor space, where there's a shadow and where there's sun, and it's exactly 50-50, the Gemara says if you would be able to do that, so then you're going to know for sure that there's more schach on top. That's just the way it is. Now, it's interesting is that the shear over here of Roiv is the same shear that we have in Hilchas Mechitzos of Oymin Merubah Al Haparot. And over there, there's machloikas. There happens to be a machloikas in the Gemara in Erevin Daf Tezvav between Rav Papa, Rav Hunvei, and Rav Shu. It's also over here in Sukkah Daf Yud Ches. The same machloikas is that in the walls surrounding, do you need roiv, oimin meruba, or do you need only half-half? Is this that we say that oimin meruba, does that mean it has to be meruba, it has to be 50.1%, or 50% is enough? Same machloikas over here, but in the schach, besides for defining enclosed, not enclosed, not really Hilchos Mechitzos, because you could have a Rishus HaYochid surrounded by walls, you don't need a ceiling. The ceiling over here is a different halacha. It does have a certain common denominator with Hilchos Mechitzos, but the halacha of Sichuch is a separate halacha. That's what makes the Chaloy Sukkah. So Memela, because of that, the Gedar might be a little bit different, like we just said, in terms of the providing the actual shade. That's what makes the Chaloy of the Mokum Ming Mesuchach. We'll point out one nafkimina in that Hagadorah is Machlokes Rishonim. This that there's an Isser Hano, we'll see later on, of using Atzeh HaSukkah. A sukkah is chalan at a kedusha as soon as you make Kiddush, the first night of Sukkah, it's chal on a sukkah in Isser Hano, Veshivas Yom Mitzisuri, no, it's like a carbon. Where is that kedusha in the Cheftza of the Sukkah chal? The Pashtus is only in the Schach. That's what the Rosh says. The Rambam has a Chiddush, which Reb Chaim and Sefer Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam has to be Masber, is that since it's necessary to define the Mokim Mesuchach of the Schach with the walls, even though the walls, there are no criteria what they have to be made out of. They're not the Cheftz of the Sukkah, but since they're necessary, that also goes into the Isser Hanol. There's just an interesting illustration of what's the sukkah. You ask him what a sukkah is, he says, the schach with the walls, not so pashut. The cheftz of the sukkah is the schach. The walls create the definition of what the schach is being mesachich. Sukkah Yishon, an old sukkah. What's an old sukkah? The sukkah that your Elter Zedek used on the Lower East Side, what's old? Old means, when was the sukkah set up? This is not a halacha of how old the sukkah is. It's a halacha of whether it was made l'shem sukkah. The assumption is like the Mishnah says, let's first read the Mishnah. Sukkah Yishono, Beishamai Poislin, Beisil Machshim. Beishamai has a problem with the sukkah that was put up 4 months ago. Beisil has no problem. What's called old? Ve'ezehi Sukkah Yishono Kol She'asoh Koidim L'chag Shlosh Miyayim. It was put up 30 days before. It's a state of the art. One of those new sukkahs that you see the snap in the pieces, mamish state of the art. But it was put up, not Yishana, but it was put up in an old way. It was put up more than 30 days ago. The assumption is that if it was put up more than 30 days ago, it wasn't put up l'shmo. And that's why the Mishnah fears are. It's Avol Maso l'shem chag. If it was put up l'shem chag, afilu mitchilas hashana k'sher. 30 days is like we have Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag. Is already the beginning of the Tkufas Achana for the Yom Tov. You put up a sukkah from Tesvav Elul, you're putting it up for a sukkah. If you put up something during the summer, you're putting up a gazebo for a vacation. It's not a sukkah. A sukkah has to be made l'shmo. That's Beis Shammai's assumption. But he still holds that a sukkah does not have to be made l'shmo. This is Shaila had to learn the pasuk Chag HaSukkah is Tasa L'cho. It has to be made tetasa, it has to be made l'cho, it has to be made for the sukkah. Beis Shammai adds another knech, the Gemara says, that the way Sare Samikru V'Dorshehu, he reads the pasuk like this, Chag HaSukkah is tasa l'cho shivas yomim, tasa, sukkah is tasa l'chag, make the sukkah for the Yom Tov. That's the way he reads the pasuk. It's the Lord's no. The pasuk says, Chag HaSukkah is tasa l'cho. You could have made it l'cho. You could have made it for your own purposes. The ma'aseh have a sukkah. Interesting that the poskim is in Tofresh Lamed Vov. We know when we do a sukkah, we try to make the sichuch l'shmo. We want even that the cotton shouldn't put up the schach because we want that it's made l'shmo. L'shmo, like by tefillin, mezuzahs, etc., has to be made by gold, not by cotton. Well, the Yerushalmi actually says it doesn't have to be made l'shmo, right? That's the Mishnah Beis Hillel. You have to be mechadish bodover l'shmo. You don't need the whole sukkah to be made l'shmo. It's not that it's not an asiya sukkah without, but there has to be a tesefes dvarim of a l'shmo. Is that in deraisa, derabbanan? Not so clear. One more point we'll point out is that according to Beis Shammai, the sukkah of Tofshin Pei Beis will not be kosher for Tofshin Pei Gimel. The fact that it was made l'shem sukkah for one Yom Tov does not define it as made l'shmo for next year. You can't have the same sukkah standing up. You're going to have to take off the schach and put it back on. One more point we'll mention in light of what we said before about what's the etzim sukkah. The chalois cheftza of the sukkah, the kedushas ha-sukkah, is the schach l'chor. L'chor l'gav l'shmo also. That's the assumption of the poskim in Tofresh Lamed Vov. The walls certainly do not have made l'shmo. This is svasemis on daftes. That's mefalpo. What's part of the sukkah? The walls, like we said, maybe the Rambam holds an auxiliary in the din of the Isser Hano are the walls. Would he hold that the walls have to be put up to l'shmo? Pashtus not. But the Sfas Emes is back and forth on that.